This is JIS News. Coming up, first shipment of bauxite in over 5 years to leave All Part this week. Request for proposal issued for athlete insurance program and new academic year started on a successful note. And new academic year starts on a successful note. The news in detail after this message.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. UC Rosal Jamaica on Monday began loading of some 35,000 tons of bauxite for export from its all-part bauxite alumina plant in Nain, St. Elizabeth, following over 5 years of closure. This development is part of the reopening agreement signed earlier this year between the company and the government of Jamaica. Mining Minister Philip Polwell says the initiative is part of the process for full restoration of the plant.
They are about to start back the recruitment for Jamaicans who used to work there. Many of them are overseas now. They're trying to find them because when they are fully restored, it will be over 1,000 jobs created. And of course, the economic livelihood of both Southern Manchester and South Central Elizabeth will be restored.
Minister Polwell was speaking in an interview with JIS News Monday. The loading operation was held at UC Rosal's refurbished facility at Port Kaiser in St. Elizabeth. The Office of the Prime Minister has issued a request for proposal to insurance providers and brokers for implementation of the Jamaican Athletes Insurance Plan, JAIP. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley says the scheme will be financed through the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Sports Development Foundation, and the National Health Fund. Discussions are also in progress with the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund to provide additional funding. In the initial stage, the JAIP will provide basic coverage for up to 1,500 Jamaican athletes across various sporting disciplines. It is open to all athletes engaged in a national program. The government scheme will include health screening as well as preventive and remedial health care.
And I am eagerly awaiting the day when I can hand the first athlete his or her health insurance card. We want to provide first class, first world opportunities and a landscape for first-class athletes. They deserve nothing less.
Minister Nita Headley was speaking at the recent press launch to open nominations for the 11th annual Courtney Walsh Award for Excellence. 32 schools are to be removed from the shift system this financial year. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says 20 schools will begin the new school year operating traditional hours, while a further 12 will be taken off the shift system later in the year. The 20 schools include Vauxhall High, Stonyhill Primary and Junior High, Pembroke Hall High, Highgate Primary and Junior High, New Hope Primary and Junior High, Grange Hill High, Anchovy High, B.B. Cook High, Roger Clark High, and Macaulay Primary.
We believe that the elimination of the shift system will improve teaching and learning by increasing teacher-pupil contact time and also remove some of the vulnerabilities which our students experience being on the street at very early or very late hours most times.
The education minister was speaking at a press conference at Jamaica House last week. Meanwhile, the education minister says the new academic year has started on a successful note. Minister Thwaites says the recent achievement of 85% mastery of literacy by students in the grade 4 age cohort is a significant accomplishment for the country. He says this and the results of other major examinations has allowed the ministry to start the school year on a positive note.
This means that 100% mastery by the age cohort has been achieved. This degree of achievement by the nation's children is crucial as it equips them to perform well as they progress along the education ladder from the primary through to the tertiary level.
Minister Thwaites was addressing the nation in a back-to-school message Sunday. He says a clear trend of improved student achievement has been established. The education minister says this was further indicated by the results of the Grade 4 Numeracy Test, Grade 6 Achievement Test, Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate Examination, CSEC, and the Caribbean Advanced Proficiency Examination, CAPE. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.